Elizabeth and Wyatt got married at Someplace Nice in Pierce City, Missouri. On the day of their wedding, they were supposed to have a massive storm come through and bring lots of rain, but by some miracle, it missed them, and the day turned out to be absolutely beautiful. I think it drizzled a little bit, but other than that, it was perfect, in perfect temperatures too. When we got there, we immediately started photographing all the details. My favorite detail were their cowboy boots. In fact, the whole wedding party had them. It was just perfect and fit their personalities to a T. Alex and I parted ways. He went to photograph Wyatt and his groomsmen, and I went to stay with Elizabeth and her bridesmaids. We photographed her and her bridesmaids in their pajamas on this adorable pink couch that was in the bridal suite. And then the bridesmaids got dressed and we got Elizabeth into her gown. And right after that, we did a first look with her and her bridesmaids right outside the bridal suite, and then headed downstairs to do a first look with her dad. After the first look with her dad, we did some bridal photos and then photos of her and her bridesmaids. At this point, we were ahead of schedule, which is amazing and makes my heart so happy. We managed to also get the groomsmen down and finish all of those photos before the ceremony, which originally we were probably not going to be able to do until after. So this was a win. Loved it. It was perfect. Once the ceremony started, my favorite part of their ceremony was this wooden box that they had. Essentially, they both wrote letters to each other, put them inside the box, and then during the ceremony, they nailed the box shut. They won't be opening that box until their 10th wedding anniversary. This is something I haven't seen done before, and I thought it was so special and something that they get to look forward to later on in their marriage. Kind of wish I had done it. I thought it was a really clever idea. After they nailed their box together, they exchanged rings, and they were officially husband and wife. We snuck them immediately upstairs so that they could sign their marriage license and then drag them back downstairs to start family photos. At this point, I need to give a giant shout out to their planner. Her name was Amber and she was absolutely incredible. She was 10 steps ahead of me the whole day. I could not have done this wedding without her. Amber, you're amazing. But Amber basically had the whole list of family photos and she gathered everybody up, dismissed people when they were done. It was the best and I appreciated it so much. After family photos, we did wedding party photos and then it was time for the grand entrance into the reception. They had their whole wedding party enter at the same time. And I knew that they were all going to enter at the same time. What I didn't know is that they were going to make a tunnel for Elizabeth and Wyatt. And before I know it, I was like surrounded by all these hands and I was in the middle of this tunnel that I didn't know was happening. I didn't even know if any of the photos turned out, but actually I did manage to get a photo and it's one of my favorite from the entrance section. And I can't believe I got it. So I'm definitely including it in the blog because it's so fun. After that, they went straight into dinner. And then after dinner, they did speeches, they did cake cutting, and all of the dances. And after those, they did their first dance, mother, son, and father, daughter dance. But then they did a couples dance, which sometimes happens, sometimes doesn't at weddings. But I love when it does. I think it's very special and sweet. So they did a couples dance. And then Amber snuck up to go get Elizabeth's jacket. This is the jacket that she had custom ordered. I think it's from Etsy, and we used it for her engagement session. But it says Mrs. Wilson on the back, and Amber helped put it on, and her and Wyatt did some dancing with it on. But after they did that, they did a dollar dance. I love dollar dances because it gives you a special moment with guests that you might not have been able to get a photograph with earlier in the day, so definitely recommend dollar dances if you want to get photos of you and a variety of your guests together. At this point, the DJ came up to us. Also, shout out to their DJ. He was amazing, from Brock Entertainment. He always checked in with us, prepped us for what was going to come next. It was incredible, so definitely recommend Rock Entertainment for DJing. He was so great. But he's like, there's something big that's going to happen. Be prepared. Essentially what happened was all the guests got in a circle, and then the DJ brought Wyatt into the middle, and Wyatt was going to kick off this dance circle. So Wyatt dances first, and then he gets to choose somebody from the circle to come out and dance, and then they come out and dance, and then they choose the next person. Super fun. Loved that. It made all the guests smile. Probably would have terrified me because I'm kind of an introvert, but super fun to photograph. At this point, we snuck Elizabeth and Wyatt out for their wedding photos because we had not gotten any photos of them. We kind of took a risk in waiting to do this at the very end, but it paid off because the sun came out and the weather was perfect. We took as many photos as we could, and then we headed back inside. And this kicked off the rest of the night, and they got to party and dance. The DJ turned up the music. They did their bouquet toss, garter toss, and I could not believe how fast that night went. It was so fun. The DJ picked these very memorable songs. I loved it. Guests were excited. Guests were having the best time. And then it was time to go. I couldn't believe it. So all the guests lined up outside while Elizabeth and Wyatt shared their last dance together and then did a glow stick exit out to end their night. It was a fantastic wedding day. They had the best vendor team. Elizabeth and Wyatt, I wish you all the best, and thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to capture these memories.